Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This program was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
You are listening to the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, the next 30 minutes, as it is every Tuesday night. It's the Foxes takeover. There is always so much to discuss where Leicester City are concerned, but every week it's been getting better. The momentum has been growing. The confidence has been growing. 8 wins in a row. It was Norwich this weekend. It just wasn't to be 1-1. That fantastic run has come to an end, but they're still unbeaten. 25 points out of 27. I get to speak to Leicester City fans tonight to tell me how they're going, and there is only one fan on my mind who I want to talk to at this time in the evening. It is Lee Chappie from Leicester Fan TV. Lee, always a pleasure to get you on the Leicester City Fan Show. You are the key ingredient of this show. Every week, I've been getting a little bit more excited because you get me excited. It's infectious, your passion. Has it changed at all with that 1 point now obviously being 10 points behind league leaders Liverpool?
Hold on tight. No. Nothing's gone. I'm still excited. We're still second in the Premier League, 10 points behind Liverpool. They've got loads of stuff to play. They've got club competition, World Cup things, and God knows what else they're in. Champions League, League Cup, FA Cup. They're in everything, and their squad's going to be stretched thin. We haven't got to worry about European football. Who knows? We can still chase them, mate.
Yeah, you can still chase him. Obviously, 10 points now is that gap. Ending that 8-win streak. Vardy losing his streak. But he nearly had one, but obviously classed as the own goalie.
Very harsh. Very harsh. Goes down as a Tim Krul own goal. How I see it is if Jamie Vardy didn't head it, it wasn't going in, was it?
You think that's harshly? You don't? You can't, yeah? Because it was going the other way.
Well, still. But if he don't get his head on it, I don't know. It's one of them, isn't it? Whatever.
Yeah,
it is what it is. I'm surprised he hasn't tried to appeal it, but
yeah, it's interesting. But obviously, he's obviously about team glory. He's got that record himself anyway. He was himself chasing himself down in effect. Obviously, anytime you pick up points in the Premier League and you're not, you know, you've got all this run, all those games unbeaten, that 8-game winning streak comes to an end. You're loving it, you know, it's going brilliant. But when it is off the back of that 8 games, is there a little bit of deflatingness around the fans at the minute, Lee?
No. No, not at all. We're still on a good run. They beat Man City, where we're going next in the Premier League. They beat Man City. So don't knock them. Okay, they lost to Southampton. We beat Southampton 9-0. Football's a funny old game. But they beat Man City, our next rivals next to Liverpool in the Premier League. They beat Man City. So a draw, it is what it is. Pukki was outstanding. What a player he is. We go on.
Yeah, he absolutely is a player. Obviously, they beat City earlier in the league. And like you said, City have been dropping points. Liverpool, hopefully, we think, will drop points eventually because that's how it goes. They're going to find these times. You mentioned the key fixtures coming up. You've got City, you've got Liverpool. They were sort of the yardage marker for the season, the acid test. It's been Norwich where you drop points. Do you still see those games? Because you go and get 6 points there and you beat them, then it's sort of back where you started anyway, and maybe even with more momentum.
I think the Man City one, you're right. The Man City one's is definitely a key. I don't really want to go in against Liverpool losing off the back of Man City. That's one thing I don't want. We really could do with beating Man City at the Etihad and then going on to try and take Liverpool down here in the King Power on Boxing Day.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about the Norwich game for just a second, Lee. What did you make of the game overall? Were you pleased with the performance or was there a little bit of panic when Norwich did take the lead?
Listen, I'm not going to lie. I didn't make it to the game for the first time in a long time. I missed
Lee, that's why we've got to the bottom of it. All this show, this is about getting to the bottom, the fallout from the games. And I look, where have Leicester, where have they missed that edge? Where was that magic? And you didn't go to the game. What is the matter with you? Oh,
that's the
omen.
One, that's all, mate. Look, I'm postman by day. I work for Royal Mail. And we are right now in the busiest period of the year. And I just couldn't get to the game. I was too busy on that Saturday. I was way too busy. Couldn't get finished in time. And it is what it is, mate.
It is what it is.
Not all heroes wear capes, so to speak. I've got Chappers here. Should have definitely always Santa's that because I was delivering people's presents.
Yeah, not all heroes wear capes, but they do wear delivery bags. You are the reason why people get their gifts in their cars. But Leicester didn't deliver those 3 points on the weekend. Roger said after the game, he said, this isn't a blow to the title ambitions because we haven't spoken it about it here in the dressing room and on the training field. Everyone else has. Did you think he's telling the truth there?
I mean, look, he's got to say what he's got to say to make sure that the media don't jump on him because he's saying, we're going to go for the league. Mm. But I'm pretty sure there's an ambition there to try and nick the league. I'm sure there is because at the end of the day, it was very close to doing it with Liverpool, weren't he? So we'll see. But, man, what a run we're still on. I don't care.
Massive.
It's not a loss.
No, exactly. Such a run. And I think people do get down about it because obviously Leicester were the ones that were being spoken about, maybe outside the club. I was certainly talking them up. We were talking them up on this show. But, you know, if you still look at it, even the start of that season, you know, it was going a great season for Leicester, top eight, now top six, now certainly looking like they've got a great chance of top four. But do you now feel a little bit like, maybe it is top four, which is even still such an achievement that you're almost maybe disappointed about top four?
It's mad. We were discussing before the season started, like breaking into the top six is such a difficult task. Mm. It's the big ask from the teams outside of that, you know, the big six barrier. And here we are sitting in second, and we're contemplating if we're moaning about dropping a couple of points to Norwich.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Second in the Premier League, it's crazy. Let's not forget we've got a League Cup clash midweek with Everton yet.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one. Obviously, they look like they could be hiring new man Carlo Ancelotti. Duncan Ferguson really are lifting their spirits at the minute. We'll get onto that a little bit more later in the show. But Rodgers, I want to go back to his press conference because he's such an intuitive man. You know, the things that he says instinctive, and he's very honest, I feel, in press conferences. He said afterwards that Leicester need to hit a reset button of sorts, which is quite interestingly because, like you said, they are still unbeaten. What did you make of those comments?
Yeah. I don't know if it's a reset button as such, but I mean, to be quite honest with you, Brendan Rodgers walking in, it feels like a reset button anyway, with him walking in. So I'm not sure about what he means by hitting the reset button. But I do know one thing. He's definitely wanting to win something for Kuntop and, you know, his father in the sky. Some sort of silverware would be great to sort of bring it back to the club, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, I know you wasn't at the game, but, you know, watching it, Pereira saying that the problems lied where Leicester maybe just weren't aggressive. Do you reckon that was a one-off? Do you reckon that was, you know, just maybe that time of the season when the games do come thick and fast and when you are in League Cup action, you know, and you're playing 2 to 3 days?
Yeah, I did a podcast yesterday with a couple of the lads from Leicester Fan TV that did go to the game, and there was a few players that didn't quite perform to where they have been performing. Not some great, you know. At the end of the day, all players are allowed to have a day off, you know, a bad game, so to speak. And I think it was just one of them. It just wasn't clicking, wasn't going our way. I think James Maddison said himself in a little chat after the game, post-match chat, just wasn't going our way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it may be going more your way in January, Lee, because obviously now we're getting towards Christmas. Oh, we're nearing that January transfer window. And I know you spoke about the games that are a big test, but will there be any players added? What have you heard? What are the rumours on the ground? Because one player linked today, Juventus defender Demiral, the Turkish centre-half, he's linked with 30 million. And it's interesting. I don't know if this is, you know, all good agents. They use a little bit of PR and they know that Leicester apparently are in the market for a defender losing Maguire. So you're going to literally see every centre-half linked with Leicester. But what have you made of this rumour?
I think that is what you just said. I think it's a bit of PR to get that player's name out there and cause a stir and a bit of interest in that player, maybe from any other club that's looking for a defender. Oh, Leicester's been linked to such and such. Yeah. You know what? Let's have a look at him. And you know, that's, I think that's just, the media does drive signings. We know that.
Of course. We're thirsty for transfer gossip, Lee.
Of course.
But it's interesting, you know, because we say about Leicester going under the radar in this title race, but now does it sort of, it's a nice thing that now these big clubs, you know, Champions League players, you know, Juventus, they're being linked with a move to Leicester, and you're almost back up there now, you know, it's your name being mentioned in terms of moves for players.
But are we just being used to ignite? Ignite.
Catch 22.
Yeah. Maybe we're just being used again as an ignition for articles like Brendan Rodgers leaving. You know, I'm not sure how to take some of these, mate.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
And potentially to use it on Radio Talk Time. Let's quit. Who would you like to see in January, though, Lee? Because you know, there's always one or two additions. Or do you feel like you may be okay to the summer?
We really do need a striker.
As a compliment to Vardy.
I'm not. Yeah, I mean, what if anything happens to Vardy, I think our attacking threat sort of is diminished, you know. I'm not sure how Kolasinac fits the mould up top on his own, but Rodgers has found something he can get out of Nacho. But I don't know what happened to him on that game against Norwich, because obviously he got subbed off very early on.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure, but I think we do need a striker. We've been saying it for quite some time. I'd like to see someone like that can give a similar to maybe Vardy, like a Callum Wilson or someone like that.
Just a flip side on that, Lee, you said, you know, good PR talk by the agents, getting their players' names out there. Also, why they'll be doing it, they know that Leicester have the funds. They have that $80 million from Maguire.
Yeah.
Is that, it makes it more difficult for Leicester to get the players, because say they identify a striker, as you say they need, they can add on, you know, a couple more zeros to that price tag because, well, Leicester have got the cash. You know, you made Man United pay for Maguire. You've got to come and pay for our man as well. So it makes it more difficult, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so, but that $80 million went straight into the training ground facility that's going to be built.
I don't think other clubs care about that, where it went, though. They want to see a bit of it, don't they?
I don't think other clubs probably don't care about that, but we do. Our owner could easily just sort of say, listen, you know, the money's not quite there as you think. It's gone back into the infrastructure of the club, which some clubs don't do, by the way. Some clubs don't put the money back into the club. Like, for example, Newcastle, look at their owner.
Yeah, I know.
He doesn't. he just takes all the money, all the profits, and doesn't give back. So...
Lee, the Newcastle fan show will love that you're saying that. Every week they come on and they obviously hate their owner, as we know. We feel so sorry for them. And now even the outside perspective, everyone else is cottoning onto it. But it is Everton in the cup. Duncan Ferguson saying he wants a bear pit atmosphere for tomorrow night. What is your prediction, Lee?
Oh, God. It's a tough one. I think it's going to go to penalties.
Oof.
I think it's going to go to penalties. Leicester are going to edge it on penalties.
Oh, come on, the Foxes. We'll edge it on penalties as Everton. They're in that new manager bounce with Duncan Ferguson and Carlo Ancelotti, apparently the next man to take charge. Lee, always a pleasure. You are the Leicester City Fan Show. Lee Chappie there from Leicester Fan TV. Make sure to check out them on their YouTube channel. Brilliant in and around all of the Leicester news. We still have more Foxes news just next.
Love Sport.
You are listening to the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. What a show we are having for you tonight. There is still time for you to get involved. You can call us 0208 7020 558 or you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. Get your Leicester City views in now. We just heard from Lee Chappie in the first half. Now, though, when we have one good guest, we have another. It is the brilliant Chris Forian from the Leicester Till I Die podcast. Chris, obviously, the run came to an end this week. What were your thoughts on the game? Disappointing, but still unbeaten and still have that momentum to a degree.
Yeah, I mean, it was frustrating because, like I said to you last week, these are the games, you know, we're second from top, they're second from bottom. We should be winning this on paper, but games aren't played on paper. And that's the problem with football. I think it shows how far we've come. That we, you know, we play a team that's struggling at the bottom. They're fighting for their lives. We get a draw and we're disappointed. We're second and we're disappointed. And I think that shows how far we've come.
Yeah, Chris, I think you're completely right there. And that's kind of what we've highlighted tonight. It does show how far you've come, you know, because that's how strong this season is, that you're drawing, you know, in a brilliant run. You're second in the league. Forget the 10 points. And we're going, it just feels like there's that little bit of deflation, that not negativity, but just a little bit of, you know, sadness maybe around that result on the weekend.
I think as well, the fact that Man City won again, and that just closes them up on us.
Yeah, it's a shame because obviously they were maybe having a little bit of indifference of form, being vulnerable at the back, but obviously tearing apart Arsenal on the weekend. Arsenal obviously not doing you a favour there at the Emirates on Sunday, losing.
You can never trust Arsenal, can you?
Chris, you can't at the minute, but obviously they may make a new man in charge. Talking of new men in charge, apparently Carlo Ancelotti is getting the Everton job, but Duncan Ferguson will be in charge for tomorrow night in the League Cup. It's massive. If it's at Goodison Park, obviously a good chance to bounce back from that 1-1 with Norwich. What are you making of this quarter-final tie? Because Duncan Ferguson is calling it, he's saying he wants a bear pit atmosphere tomorrow night, and he's clearly got them in that new manager bounce at the minute.
I'd say it was at Leicester, not Everton, I'll be honest with you. But yeah, I mean, I would have been happier had have Silva still been in charge. Because
I think everyone
bought...
would have.
Yeah.
Well, bar Everton.
Exactly. But no, I mean, Duncan Ferguson's come in, you know, he's an Everton guy, and yeah, he's got that new manager bounce, but, you know, he's given them a bit of steel, you know, and that's what they didn't have before. And I think, you know, it will show a lot, it will show the character of our team as well as to how we bounce back from the Norwich draw.
Yeah, that's exactly, isn't it, Chris? That's what we're going to be looking forward to seeing tomorrow night, because we want to see how this Rodgers side reacts, you know, because we can arguably say, even though it was a draw and we have to still be upbeat, it's the real big first, maybe big hurdle of the season to see, all right, let's see how you come back from this. Yes, it's a cup game, but let's see that reaction, and it's a wonderful chance to get to that semi-final.
It is, and... You know, we've been this far for the last two seasons, and this was when we sort of had to go about Quell not putting his strongest team out and sort of taking us there. I mean, you know, when you look at sort of the teams that are still in, like, you know, the Man Cities, etc., Everton at the time didn't seem like a bad draw. I think it's good. I think the game's come at the right time for us because it's not giving us long. We've got City, obviously, at the weekend. We've just come off a game, and I think if you look at the draw against Norwich was more disappointing for me than the loss to Man United or the loss to Liverpool, because you're almost kind of expecting that because of who Man United and Liverpool are.
Yeah.
And I think having had that draw with Norwich, this game coming along midweek is like an extra game. We'll not have long to think about it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's always good, you know, when football does come thick and fast, because the last game's in the rearview mirror. You just concentrate on the next game. But it is a League Cup game, so how much of a reaction will we see? Because we don't know what lineup. What kind of team do you think Rodgers will select? Will it be as strong as he has gone in the previous rounds?
It has. He's made one or two changes. You know, he hasn't put out, you know, he's put a different 11 to the 11 that sort of start every Saturday. But... You know, you look at the form that, you know, Iheanacho's been on. So if he starts with Iheanacho, that's not going to worry me. I think he'll put out a strong team. I mean, I was reading today, he wants it, I think, as much as we do. I think he's got as much to prove as much as Leicester have as a team. And I think the whole... He knows the history we've got in that competition. You know, he's not going to sort of... I think because of what happened with Puel... I think he knows that, you know, saying that, yeah, we want the league more than this won't cut it with Leicester fans. And I think he'll put out a reasonably strong side.
Chris, is there a point of maybe Leicester re-evaluating their goals? And I don't mean from a Brendan Rodgers side, because he said after this one, this wasn't a blow to the title ambitions, because we didn't talk about that. But maybe from the fans' perspective, because maybe we all got caught up, and, you know, me included, in that whirlwind going for that title. But this year, if you got maybe, say, to a League Cup final, won the League Cup, and got Champions League places, that is a wonderful first season, a full first season under Brendan Rodgers.
I think you have to look at these things and say, would you have taken this at the start of the season? Yes, we, without swearing, yes, we would have done. Now you're thinking, like, oh, you know, we're second, should we be going for first? You know, if you give us a League Cup win And we're way off that yet. And second place, or even third place, Champions League football, I'll take that, and I'll say that was a very good season. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Silverware and top four, and not just top four, maybe second, like you said. I think that would have produced a wonderful season. Well, they are on a new manager bounce. Where will this game be won and lost tomorrow? Because, like you said, you would have preferred it at Leicester. It's not. It is at what can be electric Goodison Park.
I think it's going to be that midfield battle. I think whoever gets control of midfield will probably go on and win the game. I think what pleased me, although it was only a draw, but what pleased me was that Rodgers looked at the game, he saw that we started off badly, and he wasn't afraid to go out and make an early change. And he made that substitution, Iheanacho came off, he changed the formation, and it's great that we finally got a manager that's got some tactical nous about him.
Yeah, absolutely. Been crying out after the last few managers making swift changes. And on that Everton change, obviously they've got Ancelotti now. Do you think, Chris, potentially that, you know, they're concentrating on the league, they want to start, the league is their priority, but they want to impress the new man tonight, so they're going to have that extra 20%, aren't they?
But you can over impress, if that makes sense. You know, you can go out thinking, I mean, Has it been confirmed? I mean, is he going to be there? Is he not going to be there? And if he is there watching them, are they going to be a little bit nervous? Because they're going to be thinking, right, the new boss is in the stands. Yes, we've got to impress him, but you can over-impress, and that's when you make mistakes.
Yeah, well, Chris, we need to get your score prediction. Will Leicester knock out Everton and continue this League Cup run? Will they make the semi-final? Lee Chappie earlier on the show tonight said they will, and they'll go through via penalties.
Oh, no, don't do that to me. I've got a bad heart. I mean, I had a heart attack back in March. I tell you what, this season's doing me no good whatsoever. It's really not. I can't do penalties. I'll never say we'll go through on penalties, as penalties is just literally a lottery. I'm going to go 2-1. I think I can see them maybe start, because we have been starting games a bit slowly just recently. So I'm going to go for 2-1.
2-1, again, qualifying to that semi-final would be 1.
I should say that 2-1 to Leicester, by the way.
Yeah, on the Leicester City fan show, Chris, I wasn't expecting. I was going to say one game away, but the League Cup semi-final is in two legs. There'll be two from that final, from one massive game to the next. It is City away on the weekend, 5:30 clash, in front of the TV cameras, a massive game. This is the yardage marker of the season, and obviously they'll be coming off the back of tearing form, beating Arsenal on the weekend. What are you making of this one?
Well, again, I mean, they've got, I think, one of the easiest draws sort of this week, midweek, for the League Cup. It is a big game. I think we've got to sort of, we have got to calm down and sort of say, like, let's just, you know, look at where we are and look what we've achieved. Yes, I'd love to go out and beat Man City and put that gap between us and them again. And they have shown that they have been vulnerable the, you know, last couple of weeks. And no disrespect, beating Arsenal, you'd have expected them to do that again. But if we don't beat Man City, and let's say, actually what we said just before earlier then, you know, we finished third, that's not a bad season. You know, so it will show where, how far we've come. But if we do lose, let's not sort of write the whole season off just because we've lost to Man City.
Yeah, and it will be a marker to show how far this Rodgers side has come, because obviously we don't know what City we're expecting. Is it the one that Wolves showed them up, Norwich beat them, or is it the one when they are frightening and they beat Arsenal? Either way, whether we get City A or maybe City A.2, will Leicester, do they have it in them to get the 3 points, Chris?
I'm actually going to go for a draw against Man City.
No, Chris, come on. This is just before Christmas. You can't sit on the fence.
Oh, I can. On this one, I am. It's the first game, as we've been talking, that I've actually gone for the draw. But, yeah, I'm going to go. I think it'll be a 1-1. I think it'll be tight. I think it'll be a 1-1, that one.
And in terms of the 1-1 and the point gained, is that a good point at Etihad? Obviously, any point, obviously, away at Manchester City, the champions, is good. But when you are, say, in this title race and you are 10 points behind, is it good?
Yes. If you offer me that now, and I think if you offer it to 90% of the City fans and say, right, you know, you're going to go to Man City, you are going to, you know, get a point. Do you want that now? If we give it you now, and I think most people would bite your hands off. And that would be a point. For me, it would be a point gained rather than two lost.
Well, it will be a point gained, hopefully, for Leicester on the weekend. It's always a good show when you're on, Chris. We appreciate you coming on, giving us a little bit of your time. Chris Forian there from the Leicester Till I Die podcast. Well, this has been the Leicester City Fan Show tonight, as it is every Tuesday night on Love Sport Radio, 10 to 10.30. It's when the Foxes come and they take over. You can catch us again at the same time next week.
This is Love Sport.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.